Prime Evening News for today, Monday, August 28, 2017. I'm Linda Martin. In the headlines, AP member and prominent journalist can't understand the reason for forming the Dominica Press Corps. Economists warn Trinidad workers will feel the economic crunch as government is unable to increase wages. And Sydney police say a three-year-old died after suffering a gunshot wound from her neck while at home. The news is brought to you compliments Sports Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories are coming up.
Quartz Optical has great back-to-school deals just for you. From now until September 30th, get a chance to win a 7-inch tablet, plus pay nothing down on 3 to 24 months credit. Don't miss these incredible deals. Visit Quartz Optical today. Quartz Optical, value you can see. Conditions apply.
Dominica Olympic Committee President Billy Doctorow says the DOC was handled in a haphazard manner in the past. Speaking at a press conference marking 100 days since the new Dominica Olympic Committee executive came into office, Doctorow said he and his executive were left astonished over the state of affairs of the organization. He says upon taking office, the executive found the accounting and reporting systems largely inadequate, drawing the executive to the conclusion that tough decisions would have to be taken in order to rectify the issues.
We voted into office on the 18th of May this year. And so far, the 100 days, it has been a very revealing and informative 100 days. We're confronted by profound difficulties, and that has determined to a large extent our activities. But what we were most taken aback by was the accounting and reporting systems, which were largely inadequate. Basic information that we required, that we seek, we could not be given because the staff were basically kept in the dark. They had very little information that they could give us. We quickly came to the conclusion and the realization that things could not continue in this manner. We needed to turn things around almost immediately, and tough decisions had to be taken. I really could not believe, and neither the Secretary and myself could not believe, that an organization as important and as large as the DOC could have been handled and managed in such a haphazard and vitivai manner.
22-year-old Dominican Jacinta B. Peter from Lubia was awarded top honors at a recent Monroe College graduation ceremony. Miss Peter gained a 4.0 GPA with straight A's in all her classes during her studies at Monroe College in New Rochelle, New York, in the United States. Peter graduated at the top of her class with associate and bachelor's degree in criminal justice. For both degrees, she received the Outstanding Academic Achievement Award, which was given as a result of hard work and determination. In her first semester at Monroe, Peter was awarded Student of the Semester. Q95 wishes Miss Peter the best in her future endeavors. Salisbury MP Hector John is expressing concern over the positioning of streetlights in Dominica. In recent times, there have been several motor vehicle accidents where individuals have lost their lives after colliding with these light poles. According to the MP, guardrails have been removed in certain areas to place these light poles, and he calls on the relevant authorities to unite in creating a better way to avoid these incidents.
The street lights, I have a problem with the street lights, and former power rep of Rosso Central, Mr. Norris Privo, was the first person brought that to my attention. And he said, how can you be removing guardrails to put street lights and pillars right there? This is not safe. Or you putting them inside of the guardrails on the road. If you just miss, straight on the guardrails. So we have to think about it. We have to take stock of it. And I am calling on the authorities, traffic, Minister of National Security, and other stakeholders, the Taxi Association, and everybody else. Let's see how we can come together and move forward in the right direction on this.
Member of the Associated Press and prominent journalist Carlisle John Baptist says he does not understand the purpose for the formation of a new media association, the Dominica Press Corps. This new association was developed with an interim executive on Saturday, August 26. The members, currently serving on the executive, are Gavin Richards, President, Idona John Baptist, Vice President, Keisha Polidor, Secretary, Krishna Joseph, Assistant Secretary, Chad George, Treasurer, and Sheena Harry, Public Relations Officer. John Baptist was speaking on Q95's Hot Seat Show with Media Workers Association of Dominica Interim President Matthias Peltier on Monday. Peltier says it appears that a political strategy is being initiated to remove himself and Carla John Baptist from the media arena in Dominica.
They want rebranding. They want to rebrand, etc.
But that is starting on a bad note, Carlisle, because if you want to bring the members of the association together, why would you want to separate the two and make it like two separate institutes?
Well, he
associations, sir.
He mentioned certain things, and I know for a fact is that you have to get permission. You have to write to get permission to use the name Dominica. So I'm sure that has not been done yet.
So you need the name, the AG's permission.
Yes. You must write a letter to the Attorney General. I know when we registered the Dominican Media Workers Association, we sought permission. We were given permission. We were granted permission. And to MWAD is a registered entity, in Dominica. So I know that using the word Dominica or the name Dominica, you must seek permission to so do. So I would want to think that they would need to do that.
Minister for Information, Science and Telecommunications and Technology, Kelva Dara, believes the National Science and Innovators Fair, carded for the end of the year, will provide an opportunity to showcase Dominica's brightest minds in the field of science. The national fair is being held in partnership with the Ministry of Education.
The Ministry of Science and Technology is also in the process of organizing, along with the Ministry of Education, a National Science and Innovators Fair carried for November of this year. This will be an opportunity for young minds, aspiring minds, in the area of science, math, physics, chemistry, to have the opportunity to come forward and to display their skills and to receive the requisite support from the government to build on these skills. Because I believe here in Dominica, we have our young people who have the potential to be of next Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. We have young people here with the talent to build on the infrastructure that is here to further their skills in ICT. We'll also be working with the NTRC, the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission, to increase broadband access at our secondary schools on the island, to ensure that at all our high schools, our young people can continue to have the technology at their fingertips.
Information, Science, Telecommunications and Technology Minister Kelva Dara. Dominica and the rest of the OECS are moving towards standardized legislation for their citizenship by investment program. That announcement has come from Dominica's Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerrit.
The discussion that has taken place within the OECS and that is with regards to countries which have CBI programs is to look at the possibility of having standardized regulations, legislation dealing with the CBI programs to ensure that all of the structures that are required to enhance the programs are also standardized. So we'll be meeting very soon to discuss this and to put the framework in place towards achieving this. Some work, in fact, has been done already. The idea now is to meet to take the definitive decision and to set a timetable towards achieving this. So the idea is St. Kitts, Dominica, Antigua, St. Lucia, Grenada. The idea is for all of us to have the same regulations and the same legislation dealing with CBI programs. But I just want to say, though, it is if you're Dominican, that all of these countries have very robust due diligence processes in place. But I would believe that one of the ways to enhance the programs and the overall integrity of the programs is to have the standardized regulations and structures in place, and which Dominica fully supports.
In other news, workers in Trinidad and Tobago are likely to feel the pinch of the country's economic crunch, even more as economists warn that the government is in no position to meet demands for wage increases. In fact, several economists warn that in the face of declining revenue, the Keith Rowley administration may be forced to freeze the salaries of public servants. It's a suggestion that has already been strongly rejected by union leaders, with President of the Public Service Association Watson Duke warning that any wage freeze could trigger some kind of action. Economists are, however, urging caution, pointing out that the public sector wage bill amounts to just about $1 billion TT a month. Last week, Prime Minister Rowley admitted that finding money to pay public servants every month was a big challenge, and government was now borrowing to foot the bill. And a three-year-old girl has died after suffering a gunshot wound to her neck while at home in Sydney, police say. Her father, age 43, has been charged with offenses including the unsafe storage of a weapon. Police have not said how the tragedy happened, but local media report that officers are investigating whether the girl accidentally shot herself. The girl's three siblings, all aged under eight, and mother were in the house at the time, police say. Australian authorities would not say whether any of them witnessed the shooting at about 8 o'clock local time on Sunday. Local media reported that the weapon was a shotgun. The girl's father was charged with offenses including not keeping a firearm safe, possessing a prohibited firearm, and possessing an unregistered prohibited firearm. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. AP member and prominent journalist can't understand the reason for forming Dominica Press Corps. Economists warn Trinidad workers will feel the economic crunch as government is unable to increase wages. And Sydney police say a three-year-old girl died after suffering a gunshot wound to her neck while at home. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.